when God does not need anything, then what is the need of donating a lot of money in temples? Instead, why not help people who are helpless? The answer is, the purpose of any temple is to provide education and not just darshan of the Lord as of a ritual or formality. However, the following things are observed. Many people visit the temple based on being a popular tourist attraction due to its opulence, architecture, size, facilities provided, and magnificent way of worshipping the Lord, or due to the potency of the deities in terms of fulfilling the material desires of the people who approach them. These are the main reasons why people visit a temple. Who likes to visit a temple which is located in some corner of an area in a dilapidated condition? Practically no one, although the Lord is still present there in the form of deity. However, the purpose of visiting a temple is to increase our love and attachment towards the Lord and approach Him with a desire to serve Him with no other ulterior motive. How many people would come to a place which doesn't provide proper facility like fan, light, sound, AC, etc.? Can someone sit for hours to hear the glories about the Lord and the process to attain Him in a place which is exposed to heat, cold, rain, or where there are a lot of mosquitoes, unkempt bathrooms, floors, etc.? Probably most of the people would leave the place soon, and that wouldn't serve the purpose of establishing a temple. Also, it is interesting to note that these same people stand in long queues during the festivals in many popular temples. During the festivals like Janmashtami, Ganesh Chaturthi, Shivaratri, thinking that if they take darshan in these temples, then only they will achieve special mercy, and probably not in a small temple which is near their house. And during these festivals, they donate a lot of Lakshmi than they would otherwise normally. Since many people approach the Lord with the wrong motives, and because they are still attached and attracted to external things, they would have to construct big temples in order to attract these people by providing them the means and facilities to achieve the main objective of educating them about the real purpose of taking darshan of the Lord. Sometimes a temple needs to employ latest technology in order to simplify things for the layman. So it's natural that in order to construct and maintain big and attractive temples, devotees will need probably a lot of money. Ultimately, this is all done for the welfare of people who come to take darshan. In this way, they not only take darshan, but by receiving spiritual education, their entire lives are transformed for the good. Through this process, they become more peaceful, happy, balanced, and satisfied in life. And when they see and experience this transformation, they voluntarily offer more and more donation. Another way to see this is that as soon as one realizes that the Lord loves us selflessly and unconditionally with no expectation, we automatically want to serve the Lord by offering Him the best gifts. Just like we do it for our own parents, relatives, friends, well-wishers, etc. Even though they might be super rich and might not need anything. Why then there is a need to serve and offer the best to our family members and friends if they are very rich? Why not think of helping the helpless that time? So it is a matter of how much love we develop for the Lord and reciprocate accordingly. The Lord wants only love, and whoever offers Him with love, He accepts it. On the other hand, He doesn't accept the offering of a very opulent person if it is not offered with love. The Lord does not see what people give to Him, but He sees what they hold back. And do note one very important thing about the Lord's nature, which is His uniqueness, and that is, whatever you offer to Him with love, we only gain by multiple times. So we are always the gainers and ultimately don't lose anything. Now the question to the people who ask this question is, don't you buy expensive clothes, cosmetics, cars, laptop, phones, spend lavishly on drinking, smoking and other things which are not needed, but are just bought to show off or to increase our needs and comforts artificially? What is the need for an Aston Martin or a Rolls Royce when a Maruti 800 can satisfy the purpose? Similarly, the same can be applied for all of the things that are mentioned here. These days, cost of watching a movie is at least around 150 rupees. All these things does not only cause greed and attachment, but also sow the spirit of envy. People have started loving things and using people instead of vice versa. So where is the compassion for the helpless gone when spending so lavishly? It is generally observed that when people spend more on things, the more they get implicated in anxiety and stress. Whereas if one spends for the service of Lord, it only increases one's pressure and decreases stress. And how much people spend to help the needy and poor? Hardly a very small percentage of their income. The richest men in the world have so much wealth, which they keep it for their own use, and only a small portion they will give in charity. What is the need of reserving so much wealth? Generally, wealthy people donate in social welfare activities, but they can't understand that although they might be able to help someone temporarily, but they can't help them conquer their lust, envy, greed, anger, pride, etc., which is the foremost cause of dissatisfaction and distress. Whereas serving the Lord by following His instructions and utilizing everything in His service, one can easily conquer these impurities and attain the real treasure of satisfaction and happiness. Without this basic quality, there is no guarantee that a person can lead a moral and happy life in spite of accumulating a lot of wealth or material education. Thus, it is rightly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that God is the root of the tree, and by watering the root, each and every branch, twig, flower, fruit and leaf are completely nourished. Whereas if you water the leaf, branch, twigs, fruit, flower individually, then they will wither soon and die. So the best form of charity of welfare activity is by educating the helpless in terms of reconnecting them with God, who is the root of the tree, and not just by feeding them and providing them monetary help. Also note that we are all spirit souls and not the body. Only providing needs of the body but neglecting the soul is like cleaning and decorating a cage in which a bird is enclosed. Ultimately, the bird starves and finally dies. And any good cause or activity related to the body results in taking repeated birth and death in this world, according to the law of karma. But only devotional service to the Lord can free one from the problems of birth, death, only disease. So any good and intelligent businessman would invest his money only to yield the best profit, right? Thank you.